This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. State legislators Mike McGuire and Jim Wood have sent a letter to the State Department of Agriculture after new regulations regarding the size of marijuana farms were proposed. Initially, the size to the farms was going to be restricted to no more than 5 acres, but that limit has been removed, and there will be no cap on the size of farms under the new proposed rules. Wood and McGuire argue that the proposal will hurt the small farmers across the region, who should be given a fair chance to succeed in a regulated market. The annual Keka Thunder Country Truckers Parade takes place tomorrow night, and it's still not too late to register your truck for the greatest Christmas spectacle in the county. Registration is just $25 per vehicle, and you can do so online or at the business office. The parade begins at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at the Redwood Acres Fairgrounds and winds its way through Eureka back to its starting point. Law enforcement personnel responded to Willow Creek yesterday afternoon to assist sheriff's deputies in the search for an armed man. Deputies had responded to a residence on Mountain View Lane at just before 3 o'clock for a welfare check after a 911 call had been made and the line had been left open. When deputies arrived, they observed a domestic dispute between a woman and 27-year-old Kason Crutchfield. The woman was able to escape the house, and then deputies heard a suspected gunshot, and Crutchfield fled the residence out of a back door and into a wooded area. A canine team from Arcata was called in to assist in the search, along with a CHP helicopter, but Crutchfield remains at large. Crutchfield is a Native American male, 5'7", 230 pounds, who was wearing shorts and no shirt when he fled the scene. The Eureka Police Department has issued an update to the investigation into the suspicious death of 18-year-old Jenica Suazo at a residence on P Street in Eureka on December 9th of last year. Suazo lived in a residence with nearly two dozen others, and the cause of death has been determined to be asphyxia, and the case is now a homicide investigation. Detectives are awaiting the results of DNA lab tests, and the case remains active. Family and friends of Suazo held a candlelight vigil at the Adorney Center on December 15th of last year in her memory. The sheriff's office is investigating an armed robbery at a Willow Creek residence in the Titlow Hill and Ammon Ridge area in the early morning hours on Wednesday. The victims reported that two armed men and an armed woman forced their way into the residence, assaulted one victim, and then stole some 200 pounds of processed marijuana along with several firearms. The suspects fled the scene in a brown and tan Chevy Suburban-type vehicle. They remain at large. The sheriff's office will host the 13th annual open house at the animal shelter in McKinleyville tomorrow from 12 until 4. The public is invited to take part in a silent auction fundraiser, tour the facility, and meet some of the animals. Proceeds from the open house and fundraiser go to the Emergency Medical Fund, which is an essential tool in saving the lives of animals. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.